Edius per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet 3-4. We continue with the disagreements between Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus and the Chacham. Rabbi Dos is the lenient opinion on all these machloksin. Here, our topic in Mishnah Dalet has to do, the first part of it has to do with tumas susceptibility, tumas medras. Again, I'll remind you, tumas susceptibility comes in two basic flavors. There's tumas mace, which is the generic tuma transference that you're used to, and tumas medras, which is something specific to things which are designed to support human weight. Which, if then a zav or nido or your lettuce stand or sit or lie on them, even without direct contact, it conveys tumah to the object, and the object actually becomes an av hatumah. Now, everything that has tumas medras also has tumas mace susceptibility, but not everything that has tumas mace has tumas medras susceptibility. For it to be susceptible to tumas medras, it has to be designed to support human weight. And the particular case of our mission here is some kind of like woven article, which a person wouldn't normally lie or sit on. But if they don't want to sit on, then maybe they would, like as a, you know, in a pressing situation. So in such a scenario, Rabbi Dosa says, well then, it's not makabel toma, tumas medras, because people wouldn't normally sit on it. And the Chacham say, yeah, people do from time to time, or would if they needed to, and therefore it is makabel toma, because of those kind of outlying circumstances. The Gemara in Sukkah actually speaks out. They both would agree if it were comfortable to lie on, then everyone agrees it would be makabel tumas medras. Everyone agrees if it's like very uncomfortable, it's hard and uncomfortable to lie on, you'd rather just might as well sleep on the floor, then it would not be makabel tumas medras. This is a middle case over here, where it's kind of not really comfortable, but it'll do if you have nothing else. Now, since Rabbi Dosa is holding that this thing is makabel tuma, and it can't just be a simple old reed mat, even a uncomfortable reed mat, because things, kalim, to be makabel tuma, have to be made of one of these seven industrial materials. One of them is called eitz, and that's what this is, since this is reeds coming from like plant growth, that plant materials called eitz, but a kli, a utensil made out of eitz, has to have a base kibble, has to have a receptacle, and therefore the picture to have in your mind, according to Bar Tanura, is something kind of more like a tray, if you will, that's made out of woven material. So since it has a border around it and it can hold stuff, it would then be makabel tuma of tumas mace, like for holding stuff as a base kibble, as a kli kibble, as a kli eitz. If it would be without that border around, it would be like pshute kli eitz and not makabel tuma. Fine. Worth noting, by the way, that the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf, also has a different approach to the Maraim, what this article is. Another pshat is that it's not a tray-ish, mat, but rather it's the kind of satchel that a woven satchel that a shepherd would carry with him. Again, not for using something analogous to a mattress, but rather something analogous to a pillow. If you have nothing else to put your head on, this is better than nothing, better than a rock. So again, according to that picture, Chacham say, since you put your head on it sometimes, it supports people's weight, it's makabel tumas medras. And Rabbi Dos says, no, who wants to put their head on that thing? And therefore, since it's not what it's normally used for, it's not makabel tumas medras, just tumas mace. Okay, that's the story in a nutshell. Outside, into the Mishnah says, kol ha-chotzalos, that's the word here, chotzalos, this woven tray thing, if you will, tameos, tame mace. They are susceptible to tumah from tame mace, to Rabbi Dosa, meaning only tame mace, but not tumas medras. The Chacham omrim midras, the Chacham say no, tumas midras as well. Fine, that's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah is a new point here, having to do with hand weaving. So the issue is you could have, there's weaving in a conventional oreg sense, origa, like on a loom or something, that everyone agrees materials that are woven from a womb or even by hand, crocheted and the like, are called beged, woven materials which are, yes, susceptible to tumah. Question is, if you do it by hand and it's hand-woven and kind of loose, like let's say just like interlaced, braided material, is that makabel tuma? So, the Mishnah says, kol ha-klios tahoros chutz mishel galgilon div Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says, listen, if you're doing it by hand and it's like just essentially braided, that's not considered to be woven, and that being the case, it's actually not considered a beged and not makabel tuma. Unless you're talking about something specific, the gilgalon, this thing, galgilon, I should say, is a kind of like a belt. That's sort of a hand-woven belt. And why it's different is there's different opinions. Perhaps it's called a tachshit instead of an article of clothing. And that's different. Whatever it is, that's a unique thing. I don't know what it looks like, so I don't want to explore too much more than that. The chum omrim kulam tameos. The chum say no, even if it's made by hand woven together. If the weave that we're talking about here is not just a loose kind of braid in them, generic sense that comes apart, but rather it's something which is like I think it's called a cobra braid, if you know from like the the paracord bracelets kids make, or the friendship bracelets kids make sometimes, where you have essential cord, and then the other two of the three are going like over, under, right, left, around that central cord, either yes, nodded, or no, nodded. But the point is, it is kind of right over left, left over right kind of movement, so that is very similar to weaving, as opposed to like the braid, like a challah braiding. And therefore, Chamzeh, if that's how it's done, that's already considered to be woven much like one does the over-under on a loom. So it is considered to be woven, and such a material would be makabel tumah. Say the Chachamim, kulam tameos, chutz mishel tzamarim. The exception is these kind of cords that the wool merchants use. Apparently these are very loosely done and designed to be adjustable, and since it's so loose, for adjustability's sake, it's not going to be woven proper, and therefore would not be makabel tumah.